USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The special counsel's Russia probe's been completed, and President Trump is back on the campaign trail for the first time since that report came down.
The chant of four more years over and over again at President Trump's Make America Great Again rally in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Robert Mueller was a god to the Democrats, was a god to them until he said there was no collusion. They don't like him so much right now.
The president continues.
The Russia hoax is finally dead.
That report from USA Radio's Robin Walensky, Chicago, telling Empire actor Jussie Smollett to pay up $130,000 to cover the cost of police overtime for the investigation of the attack he reported in January. This is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. Because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet. Starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
NSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional.
A law firm wants a federal investigation after San Antonio banned Chick-fil-A from that city's airport. The First Liberty Institute sending a letter to the U.S. Department of Transportation yesterday accusing the San Antonio Council of religious discrimination. The council barring Chick-fil-A from opening a new restaurant at the city's international airport because of the company's record on gay rights issues. Maryland lawmakers overriding the Republican governor's veto of a minimum wage hike in the state. The bill that Larry Hogan vetoed Wednesday would raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2025, and state lawmakers voted to override that veto yesterday. Top seeds Gonzaga and Virginia heading to the Elite Eight of the NCAA men's tournament, along with Purdue and Texas Tech following victories yesterday. You can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. And this is USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
All Americans should be concerned with the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee taking the position of judge and jury and perpetuating false information to the American people for the last 2 years.
On Capitol Hill, Republicans calling on the House Intel Committee chair to resign. Republicans say they've had more than enough of California Democrat Adam Schiff because of his never-ending collusion claims about President Trump. Here's House Minority Leader, California Republican Kevin McCarthy.
Every single Republican signed a letter that this chairman, they have lost confidence. They do not believe, no matter what they work on, that the American public can trust them.
Changing gears now, more than a million private wells in the Midwest at risk due to massive flooding. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
Groundwater in parts of 10 states is being threatened by bacteria and industrial contamination picked up by the floodwaters. That's according to the National Groundwater Association, which says over 300 counties are affected in the following states: Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, South Dakota, and Wisconsin. The contamination can cause illness, and bad water will require disinfection. Public water supplies are federally regulated, but private wells have no such protections. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.